Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, or parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We are featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people them, no?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, the Lord our God in the midst of us. He is mighty. Amen. Welcome to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio, Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. We're going to have a good time tonight. So let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We honor you. We adore you. We love you, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One, the One who is and was and is to come. Hallelujah. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Oh, we bless your name tonight, Lord God. And we thank you right now as we dedicate this broadcast to you, that you move by your Spirit and do as only you can do on this night. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. Oh, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Before I go any further, though, I want to pray a little bit more. And we understand that the President of the United States, President Joe Biden, has tested positive for COVID. So we want to join our faith together and pray for him today as well. You know, the Bible says that we are to pray for those who are in leadership, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. Amen. So whatever your political affiliation is, we still pray for our president. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Lord God, once again. And we lift up President Joe Biden to you, Lord God, and all those that are around him in the name of Jesus. We know by according to the news that he's taken the vaccine and booster shots and all that, and yet he has been diagnosed COVID positive. We thank you right now, Lord God. They're saying that his symptoms are mild, and so we thank you for that, Lord God. And, Lord, we thank you, and we just pray over him right now that you arise over him, President Joe Biden, with healing in your wings in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that your word says that you are the God that healeth thee. You are the Lord our healer. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that your blood is superseding his blood, going through every cell, organ, and tissue of his body right now, causing the virus to be rendered null and void in the name of Jesus, and that your healing, health, and wholeness rises up on the inside of President Joe Biden right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we know that other people have been diagnosed as COVID positive, and so we pray for them as well, that same prayer that you will arise over each and every person who has been diagnosed COVID positive right now, that they will have a speedy, immediate, hallelujah, healing in their body and be healed and whole. And we thank you for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you. We thank the Lord because he is God of everything. Yeah, there's a lot of things that's going on right now. And what gives me so much comfort is that he sees all, he knows all, and he's in all. So he's not trying to figure things out because he knows the end from the beginning. Glory, hallelujah. And we trust him. Thank you, Jesus. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we bless his holy name. Amen, amen. So we are on our part two of a three-part series. We have a special guest with us. You met her last week. Her name is Pastor Erica Spencer, and she totally blessed us last week with her personal testimony. Such a blessing to hear what God has done in her and through her. And he's given her gifts and talents and at the age of 12, she was leading the choir. Hallelujah. Amen. She got saved, baptized in the Holy Ghost, and she's been doing the work of the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so we get to hear some more today. If you'd like to hear her testimony in its entirety, all you need to do is Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And if you Google that, it should give the last five broadcasts. That should pop up, the last five broadcasts on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening to this podcast in the future and you want to get to her quickly, you can Google Gitim Radio Erica Spencer. Amen. And then it should pop right up and you'll be able to listen to last week's broadcast and every broadcast, all three of them, in the future after they've been recorded. Amen, amen. So, hallelujah. Without any further ado, we want to go back to Pastor Erica Spencer, and we want to hear some more, this time, about the ministry. Hallelujah. Amen. So welcome, Pastor Erica.
Thank you. I'm glad to be with you today.
Amen. I'm looking forward to this, to hear about your ministry and your calling into ministry. Amen. We knew about the choir, directing the choir, and you went on from there by the Spirit of the Lord. So let's start off, unless you want to share anything before we get started. We want to talk about your calling into the ministry.
Amen. No, we can just go ahead and start. I don't have anything to add or,
Okay.
We just need to just keep our pastor, keep our president in prayer, like you said. I don't see it being that as a big problem. I believe that it's mild. Amen. COVID is coming more mild, and being in the medical field, when you get the shot, once you have the shot, the symptoms are mild. So you go through it for about a week or two, and then it's just like a regular cold. So I believe it's not that severe for him, and I believe God will bring him through. Amen. He is a man of faith. He is a man of faith, and and I believe he'll make it through. And we thank God for the victory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Victory of healing. Amen. And those who are going through it, that they get through it. Amen.
Through it.
Healthy and come out strong. Amen.
Emphasis through. Amen. All right. So let's go on about you. Let's talk about you, Pastor.
Amen.
I'm hearing quite an echo, I think, over there. You don't happen to have two.
I have you on speaker, so
okay.
My phone is still echoing or?
Yeah. I'm still hearing an echo.
What about now?
You're not online at the same time, are you?
No, I'm not online. I'm on my phone.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go on.
Should I take you off my speaker or?
Try it for a moment and see if it makes a difference.
Okay. Hold on.
Yeah. I kind of hate to have you hold your phone.
Did that make a difference?
Yeah,
is
I'm sorry. Yes, it is.
Okay. I'll try. Let's see. Okay. All right. So, a few things about me, about my ministry. The ministry God has given me, I believe I walk into fivefold ministry. I believe in, God has used me to prophesy, to lay hands, to preach, to sing, and at first, before my dad was getting sick and he needed my help in the church, I was evangelizing. I have ministered in Africa. I'm in Ghana. I've ministered in Italy. In various places in the United States, so I was, traveling and evangelizing then. My dad had me pastor in Commerce before. I pastored in the church in Commerce for a little while, and then he had started a church up in McKinney, Texas. The one in Commerce was called Restoration Church of God in Christ, and had me to minister there, pastor there. And then he put a pastor there. He said he needed me more, you know, into the McKinney area, which is Charlotte Church of God in Christ. In between those two churches, I did evangelize. And when I traveled and gone to different places and, you know, ran revivals and, you know, conferences, preached, you know, preached funerals and, you know, different conferences, anniversaries, conferences, things like that. And but as my dad got sick, I stopped traveling a lot. I just, you know, focused on him, and I believe God led me to do that and, you know, co-pastored with him and until he, you know, passed away 2 years ago. So July 14th, this is his day of passing. And but, you know, I was, you know, grateful to work with him, you know, and I saw his heart of ministry, and my heart, you know, the ministry was there too. And, you know, and we're revamping the church again because of COVID. COVID was a big, we lost quite a bit of members in COVID, and then he got sick. And, you know, the Lord had put in my heart to go ahead and you know, and the pastor of the church, the members were in for it too. So, you know, we were doing a lot of the ministry online. And then we, a friend of mine, a church called A Fire, we're still working on getting that church rebuilt. And I, you know, I ministered my friend's church, you know, about 2:00 in the evening. So, I mean, the ministry is going good. We're redeveloping it. And, I mean, we're getting everything in order and getting everything in place. And I thank God for it. You know, I pray to God. I said, God, if you're not in it, then I don't want to be in it. So that's one of my things is if God is not in it, then I don't want any part of it.
Whose church caught on fire?
It was my dad. It's our church. Our church caught on fire. So that's the church that I'm pastoring. Charlotte Church caught on fire. It was like 4th of July, and it caught on fire.
This 4th of July?
Last 4th of July, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so it has been rebuilt since then?
No, we're working on it, getting it rebuilt. Yeah, so we're working on it. There's a lot of red tape, but God has got open doors. There's a lot of red tape going around. So
Yeah.
So the winter storm, and it made it worse. So, we're in the process of there's some things working together. So, it'll come to pass.
Okay, so there was a storm, and it caused the church to catch on fire, or?
It was a firecracker. Firecracker hit. It was on the 4th of July. Yes, firecrackers. Yes.
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then the winter storm,
Did it completely burn down, or?
No, it's more the roofing of the church, and then when the winter storm came, then it affected the pipes, and it did some extra damage. So, but we have been praying for the church to be rebuilt, and you know, and that you know God renew it and restore it, and we believe, you know, we don't understand why things happen, but you know we we're believing that God, you know. You know, would help us, you know, to restore the church. So, but we got some things planned. Mm-hmm.
Amen. That's good. Amen. And it's interesting. I've been in ministries and taken over ministries before, and then I recall when I was in New Jersey and I took over a ministry. It's called. Oh, gosh, I can't even think of the name of it now. It's been years ago. But as soon as I took over the ministry, the place where we were having it at was a government building. And right after I took over, they kicked us out of the building.
Oh, no.
And We've been in there for years. And they, the lady who was over the ministry before, she was from another country. And so a lot of the people from the other country, they, you know, were part of the ministry. It was very international. And then when I took over, all of them left. Almost everybody left. And they all said that the Lord told them to that their time was over there. And so that happened, and then we got kicked out of the building. And so it was like, oh, my God. It was everything was smooth before. But God.
Mm-mm-mm.
But God. And I just want to encourage your heart, and I know you're encouraged already. But God moved in that in such an awesome way. Number one, people came to the ministry, and these were people that I knew and that brought other people with them. And so the whole face of the ministry changed. And then the Lord told me, he said, you know what, I don't want you fighting for this building. I don't want you, you know, fighting, saying, you know, religious persecution, whatever, whatever. I don't want you to do that. I want you to just continue on doing what I'm telling you to do. So we found another place, and so we were doing that for a while. And then somebody fought for us. To this day, I don't know the person who fought for us, but they went to an attorney. And the attorney talked to, sent a letter. I saw the letter and sent the letter to the government, to the city, you know, government, and told them, now, we have fought this before, and we have won. And it cost about so much money to the people who did not want, you know, a religious organization in their building, and it costs about this much. And so we're about to start on that unless you do something different. I'm paraphrasing. Next thing I knew, I got a letter that said, you can come back anytime you want to and whatever day you want to come in, and it'll be fine. And so it looked like everything just went haywire, but God worked all things together for good. And it ended up, you know, everything turned out well. So I'm praying that with you as you continue to walk walk through this and do, you know, what the Lord has led you to do. Amen. And I was sorry to hear about your dad passing in July 14th. Oh, my goodness. So you were on the program July 14th, right, last week. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
Amen. So I think I might have said this, that both of our dads passed around the same time. My dad passed August the 17th, 2020. And so we do have a little something in common. Praise God. So let's go back to when he started the church. So he's, you guys are in the Church of God in Christ, and I think it's interesting.
The church has pretty much changed from Church of God in Christ. I mean, we're kind of somewhat in it, but we're changing direction from Church of God in Christ to a non-denominational setting.
Okay. Did that start when your dad was still here?
Well, it started after he deceased. So this year we started to go non-denominational. We're in the process of transitioning.
Okay. Okay. Amen. We've had a young man, Church of God in Christ, here in the St. area, And I mean, he was young when he took over the church from his dad. And I don't know, was he in his 20s or something like that? And so anyway, I think he stayed with the Church of God in Christ, but I know that there are some who have left there now and become non-denominational. Now, did that have anything to do with you being a woman?
No, it's something, you know, my dad and I had already discussed, like, before he had died. He was diehard Church of God in Christ. I came to help him. And so it's not about denomination to me, you know. You know, it's about, you know, the spirit of the Lord. There's liberty, and that's what I believe in, you know. Because you have, you know, Baptists that have the Holy Spirit. You have, you know, there's been known from through research. There's some Catholic churches that operate in the Holy Spirit, and you know, it was as when I was talking to my dad, we're praying, and we were trying to decide a new name because we were going to come out from under the name of Shiloh. The Lord said it was time for the name to change. And then, you know, the Lord put me in the spirit to shift, you know, shift in the ministry, not because I was a woman, because, you know, the bishop that I was over, I was the first lady to be administrative assistant administrator of a church in our state jurisdiction. But the Lord, you know, has given me, you know, to move towards, you know, more of a non-denominational thing because, you know, he has given me a new person to be under and this direction that he wanted me to go. So it had nothing to do with a woman perspective. It was more of a spiritual move.
Okay. Amen. And, you know, the reason why I said woman is because in most Church of God in Christ, and I don't know a whole lot about the denomination, but most of their pastors are elders or men.
Yes, most of them are in the Southern spectrum, but I've heard more of the North. You know, you have female pastors, you know, you know, so we're under the other sister name? Deronda Clark is a minister in the Church of God in Christ, and then her sister.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of her sister name. I'm so blank. Drear. His name is Drear. He's our bishop now, which is his wife is a singer, Kiki Sheard. Yeah, Kiki Sheard is his dad. Her dad is the bishop over all of Church of God in Christ now, and he's pretty well diverse. But it had nothing to do with, you know, with no, I have my license in there, and you know, I'm a district missionary in that, and my dad's no longer the superintendent because he's deceased. But I haven't. I had no problem being in the ministry and, you know, wasn't discriminated because I was a woman, you know. It all depends on the person. And, you know, and my dad used to be like that at one time. You know, he's like, you know, you shouldn't wear pants. You shouldn't wear makeup. You shouldn't, you know, and I freshly was in, you know, in the ministry. But one time God told me, you know, he put in my spirit, just tell him, lay the pants down. Lay his pants down and lay my pants down. And I was like, well, we'll put these pants on. They're women pants. I can't put those pants on. So why not? They're women. Those are women pants. I said, but you said they're pertaining to a man. I said, put them on. He says, no. Those are women pants. I said, but they're pertaining to a man. I said, but you said these women are wearing pants like a man. I said, but put those on. He's like, no. And he looked at me. He said, I got it. And he said, I got it. And he says, I got it. And then he went to, you know, he went to the church. He says, we're not going to point at people. And I told him, I said, some people, and this is a minister that I think, yeah, I did preach that. My conviction is not your conviction. Mm-hmm. And the Lord dealt with me and, you know, to have me to speak to him about it. And I preached about it. And I said, you know, most denomination is sometimes God, you may have sinned wearing those pants and you use those pants to attract men. And that's the way you love your pants tight and showing your body. And you use it to attract men and you use those pants to sin. You know what I'm saying? Being seductive.
Mm-hmm.
So Lord may say, take them off because I don't want you to go back to where you used to go. I don't want those pants to remind you of your past. I don't want those pants to draw you back to your past. So now I'm telling you, don't wear those pants. And you say, you know, so what happens in ministry, and this is what the Lord gave me, that denominations, some denomination convict you of what they've been convicted of, and they hold you in count of it too. But it's not your conviction. You know what I'm saying? So now everybody's confined to what you've been convicted of. And they're under your conviction.
Wow.
You get where I'm coming from? So
yeah.
One day the Lord had me to preach that, and man, and I tell you, that church caught on fire. The Holy Spirit caught on fire. People were forgiving each other and telling each other sorry because, you know, I thought you wasn't saved because you're not living the way I'm living, and, you know, you're supposed to do this, you know. And we're supposed to have structures. I mean, some people have to really be under a strict anointing. I truly believe that. And some can be an anointing where they're able to maintain and be balanced. They're under this ministry because they understand. But some people have to be under something strict so they can be kept. You understand? I mean, you know, so when that word came out, I'm telling you, I mean, people were hugging people. People were telling each other they were sorry. I mean, it was just like, you know, the Spirit of the Lord just had his way. You know, and then God sent me to, a Baptist church that didn't believe in laying on hands and believe in speaking in tongues. And everybody said, don't go. Don't go. You know, them people ain't going to let you go and have to preach this way. I said, I'm going because I'm sent. I believe if I'm not sent, then I'm not going. I've turned down offers. If God's not sending me there, God's not telling me to go there, I'm not going there. I'm not. So this is a women program, and the Lord said, you know, I was praying, I was fasting. The Lord said, go. So I went. When I tell you, sis, I remember study yourself approval. That's what the message is, study. It's to study. I can't remember the title, but it was from you know, Timothy, when Paul was telling him to study himself, to show this, you know, divided by truth. I'm just trying to hear him get to the story. But that's what I was preaching on. And the Lord gave me the preaching, and the Lord broke it down to the common denominator. All the way to the whole church was just slain in the spirit, start speaking in tongues. People got the Holy Ghost right there. And the pastor himself came up to me, and I was in the spirit of the Lord. He said, I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hey.
And everybody was shocked because they said those people don't believe in laying hands. Those people don't believe in oil. That they don't believe in this. But I didn't need the oil. I had the Holy Ghost with me. I had the Holy Spirit with me. I went because I was sent. Not because of what they believe in. I went because of what God wanted to do in that church. And he did just that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a beautiful thing, you know, and there's so many people that still need to be set free in the church. Amen. So we thank God for that. So
God.
The pastor got filled with the Holy Ghost?
Yes, he got filled with the Holy Ghost, and he believed in God started preaching about the Holy Ghost. I mean, it changed his whole demeanor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I give God the glory because, you know, we can't go in half-stepping. When God sent us somewhere, we got to go prepared. You know,
mm-hmm.
go filled, not questioning what they believe in, not questioning in what how they feel or how they will reject you. You go because
mm-hmm.
you know that you're equipped to take care of whatever God wants you to do.
Mhm. Mhm. Amen. Amen. And it makes me think about this is like over 20 years ago when I would go to Alabama, and my
mm-hmm.
brother lived there, and then I would go to, you know, some of his friends' houses, and I knew that they were Baptist, you know, but I really didn't know the kind of hunger that they had, but I was sent, you know, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in a home. We weren't, you know, at church. These women were so hungry for the word of God. Come to find out that they had been kind of, quote, unquote, sneaking to a spirit-filled church on the nights
mm-hmm.
that they didn't have at their Baptist church. And
mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I wanted to speak in tongues. Well, I started speaking in tongues. I mean, and them ladies wanted, you know, they wanted
praise
to
God.
Be filled with
hallelujah.
You know, mm-hmm. and they what they used to do at that church is that, I'm trying to remember what did they call it. They call it paraphernalia or something. But somebody would get a CD from this spirit-filled church. And they would, you know, undercover hand each other CDs at church service so that they
mm-hmm.
could, yeah, because they were so hungry for more of God. And,
that's
you
wonderful.
Know, when the Holy Ghost is moving, you know, you can't stop people from getting
mm-hmm,
to the
you
Lord.
You cannot.
And all of this, the tradition of years and all of that has to go out the window because
mm-hmm.
the Holy Ghost is moving. Amen. So that's exciting. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of when I was in Cumberland. God was using me. And on Tuesday, we would have Bible studies. And we would
mm-hmm.
drive all the way from McKinney to Cumberland. And it was funny because what you were saying, I had different members from different churches would come to our Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the churches got winged up and changed. One of the churches got winged up and turned their Bible study Tuesday so the members can come. But they would still slip off and try to get as much as they could
yes.
from the church. And, you know, it was just beautiful because, you know, either, you know, they would come and then, you know, And God was just blessed, and they would get prayed for, and Spirit of the Lord was there, and there was just only a few of us, but, you know, the church was starting to grow, and my dad pulled me from the church. I was like, Dad, why you pull me from that church? You know, but, you know, we know, you know, we don't know why God does what he does or why the person did what they did, but, yeah, that put me in a mind when you said that, that's what was happening at that church. You know, when people are hungry, they will come.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. And when the Lord is being lifted up, he's going to draw.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
That's just what he's going to do. And, you know, whatever tradition, whatever doctrine that's in the way of the Holy Ghost is just going to have to be moved out the way. And
mm-hmm.
and God's going to
mm-hmm.
have his way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the history of Shiloh is that your dad, did he found the church years ago or? Okay.
No, go ahead.
No, I was asking you, did your dad found the church, Shiloh, or, you know, was he assigned that church? I don't know how it works with the Church of God in Christ.
Okay, so he had left the church there for me in Commerce, and then he found a church. God led him to Shiloh Church. The church was abandoned. It was abandoned, and My dad saw it, went to the city. City let him have it. He restructured the church. It was about 2008, about 8 or 7 in that area. And maybe a little earlier, sooner than that. Let me see. Let me count back, count back, count back. Yeah, so it was early 2003 because my kids were still in school. And so he founded the church. He reconstructed the church, rebuilt it, got it back up to the building code, and then he opened the church up. So he reopened the church up, and then he was still in Church of God in Christ, and he went to another jurisdiction. He was in Texas East under Bishop Lee, and then he was under Bishop Johnson, and now Bishop Gatman is over. He's a part of Texas East, and then the first one was Texas Northeast. So it was a part of Texas East before when he died under Bishop Gatlin. So the church was rededicated to Church of God in Christ. So that church has been existing for a very long time. That church is over 100 years old, that location, and, the Lusters, Mr. Luster built that church by hand. There's a story about him building it by, taking a wheelbarrow and building it step by step. And it's the second Church of God in Christ in McKinney that was built.
Okay, so that was over 100 years ago?
It was about 100 years. And close to 100. This is the third time this church is caught afire, but it'll be the last time because the Lord put a scripture there because I said that's something ain't right. This church don't burn, but this is the third time it caught afire, but it'll be the last time because we're gonna consecrate and pray over that because the devil is a liar.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I was like, this is the third time. Yes.
Mm-mm. Yeah, that's got to be a word. So there's a word in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Church is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
So now what is the ministry? And I know, you're in the process of building and everything right now. So what has the Lord told you is your ministry and charge for the church?
Well, the charge of the church is to reach everyone one person at a time and to, to actually dissect. If you, I do ministry on Facebook, but it's to dissect exactly, find the root of the disconnect with God. We sometimes we think we got it all, but we don't have it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's some people, that are out there, don't know that they can be set free. It's deliverance. My ministry is not to, condemn you, but it's to convict you to a point where you can think about it. My thing is, I know we all know what's wrong with us. We do. You can't say you don't, but we do. And we know what we need to work on, And the Bible said we share what daily, right? That means we got some things. One part shed off, now we got to work on the next thing. And my thing is, you're a liar, you're a thief, you're a harlot, you know what you do. You know what's inside of you. You know what's possessing you. You know what's keeping you from more. But people don't know, we're so busy saying, you're a thief, you're a liar, you're going to hell. But we can say, my thing is like, hey, yeah, you're like this, but look, people are tired of what they're doing. Don't think that some people embrace it, but some people are really tired of in the sin they're in. But it's very rare that people tell people how to get out of it, how to be set free. And my ministry is a deliverance ministry. The Lord helps me to see past a person's smile and the mask, look past many masks and see the origin of the sin. And, you know, and he allowed me to prophesy to them and let them know. You know, he used me to let them know that, hey, I see your tears. I see your pain. I see what happened to you. And I want you to know I'm here. I'm here to pull you out of that fire.
Hallelujah.
I'm here to set you free. There's no judgmental judgment on you. What I'm trying to tell you is, like, look, I want your soul saved. I want you to be set free. And, you know, and that's what we should be targeting at the root of the problem. Why is that person the way that they are? What caused them to be that way?
Mm-hmm.
And once the Lord revealed it to you, you begin to tell them, they're like, man, I don't even know you, but you see me. You see what I'm going through. And it quakens the spirit to say, you know what? He do love me. He does want to set me free. And we have to have, you know, love covers the multitude of sins. We can look, you know what I'm saying? So we can love that person and let them feel the love of Christ in you.
Amen.
And once they feel that, you know, they can be set free. And then they have a choice. I feel the spirit. Man, this feels good. Let me cross over. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's what, you know, that's my ministry. That's what God gives me to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's up to those, you know, like whatever ministry they go to keep them, to give them the word, dissecting the word so they can hear the word, so they can receive the word and understand the word. You know, we're supposed to bring the word so a little child can understand. And you know what? You know, Apostle Barbara, I love this. This is how you know this is me. This is how the Lord let me know. When I see teenagers in the prayer line, especially teenagers, those are hardest one to hit.
Yes, ma'am.
Young people and young adults in the prayer line, and you see kids in the prayer line, all ages, and that means you did your job. That means you did what God told you to do, because you broke it down to the point that you got a child that want to be saved.
Hallelujah.
One, and see, if we can't reach everybody, you know, this is like, you know, I used to be a program director for, you know, a dental program, and I taught. But there's three things that they give you when you teach them: audio, vision, and kinesthetic, putting your hands on it. Now, when you're doing that, when you're ministering, you're doing all three of that, you're reaching them, and you're doing through the Holy Ghost, and you're doing through simplicity, to a point where it touches the heart, where they all understand at one time, everybody gets it.
Hallelujah.
And you want everybody to get it. You want everybody to understand. And it's awesome when a child, you know, you ask the child, you understand, I just thought, yeah, I understand. You said blah, 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 and I want this. And that's what's awesome. You know, I want this.
Yes.
That means you're doing your job. You know, when people, you know, when the Spirit of the Lord is moving in the place, you're doing your job. You know, when you let them change your minute, your message, you know, you might prepare one thing, but the Lord says, look, no, we're not doing this. Put to the side. You go here.
Mm-hmm.
And trust in the Lord to, you know, to guide you and to use you in your ministry. That is one of the most important things, you know, with a ministry, that one person can say one person at a time, and that is able to reach people, that is able to touch people. Even on Facebook, you know, some people, you know, I know that are friends, or maybe other people, you know, might have seen me and met me and say, hey, you're that person I saw on Facebook. And, you know, sometimes I get 89, sometimes I get up to 300, sometimes I get up to 500. You know, it depends on the recording, whoever's recording me, however it comes out. But I realize that, you know, like this one lady that I knew, she had saw me, you know, from the office I was working at, told her to see. She said, the word was broke down so simplified to the point that I put my cigarette down and I didn't want to drink no more. I don't even drink no more. So I might smoke a little bit, she said, but I don't drink anymore. I was an alcoholic. But after watching and hearing the word of God,
hallelujah,
she said, I don't want to drink no more. She said,
Thank you, Lord.
Struggling with smoking. She says, but I don't want to drink anymore. She says, that was my biggest problem. You know, and
wow.
that, and it, you know, not knowing who's watching, and it was like, you know, a couple of months I was off, you know, I wasn't on there for a while. And but just having somebody in the inbox and said, where are you? Where have you been? You know, I haven't heard from you. And you know, I was, you know, kind of going on sabbatical, you know, with my and I was, you know, going to hear and listen to the person that I was supposed to be under. The person that, you know, that I'm under, that God sent me to, you know, I just went to the church and, you know, and wasn't able to get online. But, you know, it's just that, you know, my message is heartfelt because I know what it feels like to be in sin. I know what it feels like. We forget about that.
Some of you, you know, as the Bible says, we got to remember that such was some of us. And he pulled us out. Amen.
And we have to remember where we come from, because how God, you know, we forget, like, say, like, you know, I'm not pointing out anybody, but someone who got pregnant and they got saved and, you know, then they want to look at somebody else. Oh, look at her. Shame on her. She got pregnant. But what happened to you? That's your ministry. He's showing you that person because you've been through it. And how to get through it. I had a mother tell me one day, you know, she was like, we were in the store, and I'm the type of person, like, well, you want to pimp on somebody. I'm like, well, what did you do? I mean, my phone hardly ever ring, but I'm that kind of person. What did you do? You know, and so the mother says, well, I'm ashamed of my daughter. I'm just going to go and take her. The word going to get around to you. And I don't be on the phone like that. My phone barely do ring. If you want a prayer, you want to vent, you can talk to me. If you want to talk about God or family, but you're not going to talk about people to me. I'm not going to open my ears to that. And so she's like, my daughter got pregnant. I know you're going to hear about it because, you know, we in the same circle. And I'm looking at her. And I'm ashamed, and I'm a minister, and I'm a pastor, and she knew better. But the Lord had told me a while, 2 months before this happened, I said, you need to start spending time with your daughter because you're too over religious to the point where you're neglecting your family, and you need to draw your daughter closer to you. Start spending time with her because you're not going to like what's going to happen. I hear you. I'll try to spend time with her. I got to do this first because, well, 2 months later, she got pregnant.
Right. Wow.
And she was so ashamed. And I said, well, sis, I said, no offense. My mom was right there. My mom said, Erica, Lord have mercy. I said, didn't you tell me that you got pregnant with your first child is 17? She said, yeah. How did your mama treat you? My mama treated me so bad. Oh, I was hurt. Now I got pregnant. I got pregnant again 2 years. I said, because you felt unloved. That's the reason why you went and got pregnant again. Because you were searching for love. I said, now, you learn from what your mother did to you. You love her, you give the word of God, you encourage her to do better, you show her a better way how to be a better person than you went through. You know what it felt like. She dropped her head. And I said, I'm not being funny, but how dare you put your ministry on her? That's your wife.
Wow.
Don't make it a sin on her. That's your wife. And as you've been a minister, you are her pastor as well. You got two duties, a mama and a pastor. So you're going to have to show the love of God, and you're going to have to love her like a mother. She looked at
me,
she dropped her head.
Yeah, a lot of people do know. I mean, her daughter knew that that wasn't really the right way to do it, you know. And so it wasn't even like her mom didn't even have to say, girl, you shouldn't have done that, you know, and all that. Because they know. They know. I mean, we have a young woman at our church who got pregnant recently. And what could we do? We just loved on her. You know, and then her the baby ended up with a hole in his heart. And
oh.
so what we gonna do? You know, not pray for the baby because she got she got put out of wedlock. We pray for that baby. That's an anointed baby. You know.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Yeah, we consider him our baby. We take care of him. We pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
But that young lady became a nurse practitioner. She's a nurse practitioner right
what?
Now. Because her mom encouraged her, helped her with that baby, did everything for her. And but she posted on Facebook a long while back that she graduated as a nurse practitioner. She was a nurse. She went back to school and became a nurse practitioner. And then the person was going to school, and the person she was with, I don't know if they married, they had a second child, but it's just the fact that she could have belittled her, and she could have went the other direction. But now she's happy that she followed those instructions, and now her daughter is a nurse practitioner.
Amen.
You know?
That's
so,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Okay, so we're just having a good time. I'm just kind of laid back and just having a good time because it feels like me and you were just talking and sharing a good time. And that's how it's supposed to be on Get 'Em Radio. So I want to ask you one last thing or a couple of last things, and then we're going to get ready to open up the line. I think you might have told me a little bit about what the Lord is saying to you about the future. Can share, you know, anything that he's showing you to do in the future. And then we just want to see if people want to contact you, tell us how to do that.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know, the Lord is showing me, like I said, is, you know, he has given me a vision that, you know, I was going to go, you know, go to the nations. And that's something that I was doing before my dad got sick and he laid back and it was progressing. But the Lord is showing me to go, you know, go before the nation and to tell the word. What the Lord is showing me that we have to get in line. We have to get in line. Line up in order to draw the people because people are lost.
Mm-hmm.
And what he has shown me, you know, back in the past when we had, you know, they used to call us the X, what was that, the X, what's that, you call that, the 0XXXX generation. So, you know, I used to say your generation X. I think you heard it before. And the Lord dealt with me about that a long time ago. He says, you know, a lot of people that was in the church as pastors, the Caucasian pastors on TV, talking about we're the generational X. And X means to be exiled. And, you know, and the Lord was showing me, so everybody's just, raise your hand, the generation goes, so don't you raise your hand. Don't you raise your hand. And that is when the rebellious spirit broke out. That's when everything began to shift. The new age came in. And, you know, the new age, the tattoo and the piercing of the nose, you know, rebellion, the color of hair, things you see that, wow, you know, everything is coming out where we were so much against spiritually. And we kept it away through fasting and praying and keeping order, you know, the word of the Lord. It wasn't about cars and foundation and this. We were truly, you remember back in the days, we were truly about the Lord's business, truly about the Lord's business, and praying for the nations, you know, TBN, people praying. I mean, you know, it was just, you know, it was just, there was a strong spiritual move. When that generational X came out, that's when things shift. Think about it, Pastor Parker. Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the early 2000s. There was a shift in the spirit because a lot of people took on the name of generational X in that generation, which became a lost generation. When things start creeping in the church, different than creeping in the church. You've seen it. You see it now today. And people say, God is not doing that anymore. He's doing a new thing. Then there came out something that God is doing, a new thing. He's not doing that anymore. There's another prophet came on TV. He's not doing that. He's doing a new thing. The Bible says, yes, he does a new thing, but he's the one sold his wives. He do it through wisdom to draw them because he knows the things of the old has transitioned, but he never changed.
Amen.
So, we're not seeing miracles anymore. Why? That's what the Lord showed me. I'm just giving it, breaking it down. Because there's not a corporate one accord. That makes sense?
I hear you.
A corporate one accord. So one day I preached this at my dad's church, and then, you know, the Bible said for two or three gathered in his name that he would be in the midst. So the Spirit of the Lord was up on me, and the Lord had me touch this woman. And I told a woman, I said, touch somebody else. So the right side wasn't being touched. The left side, of all the left side was caught on fire. The Spirit of the Lord was moving. I mean, the Spirit of the Lord was moving. Then you saw the hunger of the other people on the other side. Now, man, I want this. Man, come over here and give me this. And so the Lord, I had the person from that side get up and touch the other person, and it caught on fire. That's what the Lord wants. He wants us to be hungry to the point where he can move.
Amen.
He can move, not spectating, not judging, but he want us to be focused. You know, and I like the fact I wasn't able to get on with you the other day where you were doing the tongue prayer. There's so much fake tongues. Fake tongues or false tongues. You know, you I believe you have the gift of telling them, no, that ain't real. Don't sit down. You know, people are teaching people how to speak in tongues. People are, you know, dancing because it feels good, but denying the power thereof. So there's a lot of denying the power thereof, and people are just going to church because it's been programming them to go, going there and leaving the same way they came in. So what God is showing me that there has to be a transition in the ministry, starting from the head all the way down to the children. And we have to revamp ourselves or re-educate ourselves or renew ourselves to the point where the church can hear what the Lord is saying, not itching ears, but what the Lord is saying. Not worrying about they're going to walk out that door, but what the word of God is saying. Because the anointing destroys what?
The yoke.
The yoke.
Mm-hmm.
So what he's showing me that the yokes have to be destroyed, because if we don't, the church will get fewer. America is almost at that point of being Solomon and Gomorrah.
Lord have mercy.
It's almost at that point. And we,
yeah,
this place, this
is
supposed to be built on.
Right there.
Huh?
I said that's a whole conversation right there. Go ahead.
But, you know, you just see so many things that was not allowed. You can't even watch TV without seeing certain things like that. You know, certain things you're like, wow, is that, even in cartoons, wow. Even things you thought, wow, okay, I see that, wow. You know, it's to a point where what do we stand for? The Christians are like stepping back, well, well, my baby's like this, and I'm just going, yeah, you have to love the person, but you don't have to love the sin. We
right.
welcome the sin into right. our household, our life. You know, it's like, oh, it's okay to be that way. You know, you compromise it. Yeah, but I love you. You're not supposed to condemn them. But you know you can fast and pray, put some oil on your hands and lay, you know, they don't got to know you're laying hands on them, but you're praying for them, putting that
mm-hmm.
seed in them. You got to destroy that yoke. Well, wisdom, God, how can I do this? And some of us are pushing the people out of the church.
Yeah.
But God is looking for people, and this is what he's showing in the future. He's looking for some people that are ready to stand, get the word of God, and move in. He's looking for those prophets. He's looking for those apostles. He's looking for those intercessor prayer warriors. He's looking for those people to get back into position.
Mm-hmm.
To draw
Amen.
Them back. That is what God is showing me in the future.
Amen. Amen, amen, hallelujah. And, wow, it's time to open up the lines. I could go in a few different directions here. But I know, you know, what you're saying. I do understand it. And I know that it's going to be very important for us. Now, I'm what they call a baby boomer. And I think the people on the line with us are in that generation. And I know that we have a very important part. And, you know, we've been through some things with God. We haven't had to deal with some of the things that later generations have had to deal with. But, you know, I know that God is going to use this older generation to help the younger generation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And we must be open, you know, for that. We can't be, you know, the ones who are set in our ways or whatever, and we're sticking to the old way. But, you know, we need to be prepared to help the following generations to step into the things of God, because these are the last days, and God is pouring
mm-hmm.
out his spirit on all flesh. And so
mm-hmm.
we are seeing him do that. And what the Lord has had me to notice is these babies who are being born during the pandemic. There's something about these babies who,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they're coming out like smart. They're coming out with a lot in them. And I just, one of my friends, her daughter had a baby. No, my friend's niece had a baby. She sent me a picture of this baby. This baby was reaching their hand up and grabbing their mama's glasses off. I said, wait a minute. I thought you said she just had the baby. How old was the baby when the baby did that? She said 45 minutes old. So yes. So there is a generation that is here, and people are saying that these babies have been here before. And the Lord said,
mm-hmm.
that's not so. They've been here before. My spirit is being poured out on all flesh, and there's got to be somebody, some of my people who know me, who know what when they see me, that can help these parents with these babies. And so, you know, that's what I'm seeing right now. You know, I know there's other generations in between this generation that's here, that's just coming now. But I'm really alerted to that generation, to those babies, because they're going to grow up real quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
They grown babies
mm-hmm.
already.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stop talking, because
mm-hmm.
I could say so much about the same-sex thing right now, but I'm going to just lay that down for right now, and I know that that God is God. I'm just going to say
Amen.
That, and we're going to open lines. I know there are people like, yeah, I got something to say. Amen. And, now, before we open up the lines, tell us how people can get in touch with you. And, you know, if they want you to preach, how can they get in touch with you? And I want to say this, if you would like to bless the woman of God, hallelujah, her Cash App is $MoreGrace2021. And that's $MoreGrace 2021. And when you put that in, you will see Pastor Erica's picture. Amen. So now tell people how they can get in touch with you if they like for you to come and speak on Zoom or whatever.
Okay, you can reach me two different ways. You can reach me through my email. Is I'm married to a Nigerian. I use Spencer a lot because the last name is hard to pronounce. But it is. It's not pronounced the way it seems. Is U as an umbrella, L as in love, O as in October, H as in hope. O is in October, Erica, E-R-I-C-A, at outlook.com. Or you can go to my Facebook Messenger. Also, Messenger means there is just Erica Spencer, E-R-I-C-A-S-P-N-C-E-R. And you can contact me that way. And then, or you can go to WhatsApp. You can find me in WhatsApp, too, as well, Erica Spencer and WhatsApp. So you can find me in those three areas, and my Nigerian last name is Ulaho. So it's UlahoErica@outlook.com.
Okay. Amen. Amen. Okay, so let's open up the line. Please, I see Pastor Price, I see you have pressed your number one key already. Anyone else, press your number one key. We're going to open a line, of course, for Pastor Mom first. Now, I'm going to say this again. Those of you who were here last Thursday, you know that she is a prophetess, okay? I mean, on point, accurate, pinpoint
Praise
accuracy.
God.
Hallelujah. Amen. And as the kids say, it takes one to know one. And I'm
Praise
telling
God.
You, when she spoke last week and she said some things to me, I was like, okay, God, I hear you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
So you want a word from the Lord, do not hesitate. Go ahead and press your number one key and get in the queue. Amen. Hallelujah. And so open the line for Pastor Mom and Pastor Catherine. Hallelujah. Hope this is a good time for you guys. Pastor Mom?
Yes.
Well, praise the
Hello,
Lord.
Hello, Pastor
still...
Mom.
You okay there, Pastor Mom?
Yes, I'm okay. Thank you.
Amen. How
are
you feeling today?
Program.
Amen. You feeling better?
Huh?
I said, you feeling better, Pastor Mom?
Yes, I feel good.
Amen.
I said, are you feeling better now?
Yes, I feel better.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. So I'm going to just ask you to pray for her again, however the Lord leads you to pray. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Father God, we thank you right now for this great communion, Lord God. We ask that you give us all our sins and transgressions. Renew the right spirit in us that we be holy and suffer unto you. As it comes to your courts with praise and thanksgiving, Lord God, we give you thanks. We thank you for what you're about to do in advance, Lord God. Father God, we ask you to keep her covered, Lord God. We ask you to keep your angel encamped around her, Lord God. According to Psalms 91, that no presence or nothing sickness, no spirit, no anything should come against her, should not come now to her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you that your angels have your angel in charge around her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Keep a warring angel, a fighting angel at her post at all times, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray that she have a beautiful sleep in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you because she's in her right mind, her right spirit, Lord God. We ask you to continue to bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing through her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being a great mother, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for being a great person, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you most of all for just loving us to continue to live a saved life and serving you, Lord God. And, Lord God, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Ooh, Pastor Mom, you sound nice and strong. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Sure do.
Amen. Pastor Catherine?
Well, praise God. So good to hear you again, Pastor Eric.
Hi. Nice to hear from you, too.
Yeah, and I'm just so sorry to hear about your church, but we know God is still in the midst. And
Amen.
He's still on the throne, and he's still working things out. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Encourage you. You know, the enemy always trying to stop us in our tracks. But I know that you're a strong and bold pastor, and you will continue
Praise
on.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. I'll be praying for those ones as supposed to, because this is an opportunity for other ministers to come along and be a support to you at this particular time. And we just thank the Lord for all the ones that God has already opened their hearts to, to help support the ministry to get back in the building.
Amen.
As you were talking about women ministry in the Church of God in Christ, I thought about, wasn't Iola Lott, wasn't she with the Church of God, isn't she with the Church of God in Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember her name? Do you know her? Iola Lott?
I don't think I do.
Oh, okay. But she used to come here years ago, but she at that time she was just she was an evangelist. But I think she went in. She went into the pastoral ministry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wanted to ask you about your church, your transition with your church. Now you said that. And the reason I'm just kind of curious because I took over for my church when my husband passed, and so now my son has come and taken over. And when he came, he was saying some of the same thing you're saying, and I'm going like, no, don't change right now, don't change right now. He wanted to change the name of the church, and. He wanted to change the name of the church, and he also wanted to kind of semi get some of the denomination that we were in. And so I know you said it's a spiritual thing, but have you all already changed the name from Shiloh, or is that the new name?
We're in the process of doing that. So we're in the process of doing that. And the Lord had told me to come out of the old and go into the new. What I meant was that the things and the transition that happened under that name. Mm-hmm. And, the things that happened under the name, we can't get all into it, but there's a lot of stuff that God wasn't pleased with under that church name, and a lot of things he was showing me. He says, come out the old and go into the new.
Mm-hmm.
And he had gave us the name of new, fresh anointing is what we're going to be transitioning to. And, and I was praying, Lord, that's the Lord, you know, and he has shown me, I heard this person on the radio and knew this person, but the Lord put that person in my mind. And I was like, wow. And I said, oh, you sure? And I went to the person, and he's going to make it official, pretty soon, being up under him. And but it was a move not because, you know, I wanted to because of the denomination or anything. It's where God is taking us to. But, I'm just saying, it's, you have to pray about, is that what God is taking you through? And my mom agreed, it was spiritual when I talked to them, there was a reason. And, the Lord gave me how to break it down to them. This is the reason why we need to move into this direction.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be within, it has to be a spiritual move, not a move because I don't like the way this denomination is. It had nothing to do with the denomination. It has something to do with the move of God.
Yeah, that's kind of what my son was telling me, too. He said it had anything. It doesn't have anything to do with denomination. It was just some things that God had led him to do. And so God has just told me, just kind of step back and, let me do what I need to do through him as I did through you and your husband. So it was kind of hard in the beginning, but I'm learning to just kind of sit back and let God take over. So I just want to tell you thank you so much for just sharing once again, for sharing your story once again here. So God bless you, and may God continue to prosper you and your ministry and your church here.
Amen. I hear the Lord. The Lord is strengthening you, in sometimes, I know you miss your husband, and I know that you miss the thing of, the Lord wanted to strengthen you in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And, and the Lord also wants to take you higher in him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place that God wants to take you, and sometimes you're timid on some things. You're timid. You know what I mean by timid? You're hesitant about certain things?
Oh, yes, I know what you're saying.
The Lord says that don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be timid. He says, but it's time for you to come out. There's a word in you.
Amen.
There's a word in you that needs to get out. There's a voice that needs to express. There's some women that you need to teach how to be wives.
Amen.
How to be mothers. And the Lord wants to put you, I see him putting you in that direction where you need to hold classes, because there's some women that don't know how to be mothers, that don't know how to be wives, that don't know how to be, be a woman, don't know how to stay out of women's place, don't know how to be holy.
I was just saying that today. I was just saying, I said, Lord, I want to just sit down and just talk to some women, about some things, because I see a lot of things that even in our church right now. But thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so can I pray with you real fast?
Sure.
I want to pray with you real fast, because there's some things that, y'all want to strengthen you in those areas, because you see things, but you're like, well, should I say this? But no, I may not say that because they're getting mad at me. Yeah, or you're not quick. You think about you're very cautious about not hurting people's feelings. Can I put you all on hold just one quick minute, if you don't mind?
Okay.
Amen. I see some of you have pressed your number one key, and so we're gonna when she finishes with Pastor Kathy, we're gonna open up the line. So. Amen. So go ahead and press your number one key so you can get in the queue. We still have about 35 minutes before we go into any kind of overtime. So just please, press your number one key. If the Lord is leading you to do it, don't hesitate. Amen. You back, Pastor? Pastor Erica? Okay. She's not back yet. Okay. Amen. And I want to say her Cash App again. Pastor Erica's Cash App is $MoreGrace2021. MoreGrace2021.
All right, I'm back. Thank you. Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, my God, let me pray with you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, the woman of God, that you have more holy boldness, Lord God. Help her to know when to speak and when not to speak, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And to speak according to the person's personality, Lord God, where she will be able to reach them, Lord God. Lord God, give her the strength to, as you gave her the eye to see, Lord God, give her the vision to accomplish those things in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that will prosper the church in the name of Jesus. And we bind up the enemy that will try to come against her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. It won't work. Father God, we thank you for strengthening her in that area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Lord God, as she teach the women, they'll draw closer to you. They have an understanding and a willing heart, a teachable heart, Lord God, to receive the woman of God. So, Father God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Hashayarosa. Ekandigarosi. Hashayarosa. I pray a divine favor upon her in the name of Jesus. The type of favor, Lord God, hallelujah, that she has never experienced before in her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That these women will look up to her as she looked up to you, and as Christ is in her, that she will share the spirit of Christ within her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, that when she corrects them, Lord God, they will hear it and receive it with love. Lord God, we just thank you right now for empowering the woman of God right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for the gift that was dormant in her. Now it is awakened, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Woman of God, just begin to tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
So, Lord God, thank you for transforming me. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you for transforming me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for giving me godly wisdom.
Give me godly wisdom.
Hallelujah. Give me boldness, Lord God.
Boldness, yes, in the name of Jesus.
And I just want you to say, Lord, here I am. Do it in me.
Here I am, Lord. Do it in me, Lord.
I'm willing. I'm able.
I'm willing and able.
To do what you call me to do.
Do what you call me to do.
Come on and give him praise and thank him. Just thank
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. We give you glory. We give you praise, Father.
Hallelujah.
Right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, there it
Lord,
is. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
there it is.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to see things more clearer now. You watch. Go ahead and do it. Tell your son what God has called you to do, and he will give you a vision and a plan of how to do it. Have a pen and paper there ready because he's going to show you and give you direction on how he wants to do it. Write it down. And watch him move in your life, woman of God. It's just the beginning for a new chapter in your life.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. All right. Have a blessed night, Pastor Catherine and Pastor Mom. Praise God. Okay, we have Pastor Price, Reverend Treva, and Minister Rachel. Wow, Memphis,
Amen.
California, and New Jersey.
All right. Praise God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor.
God bless you, Apostle.
Pastor Price.
Yes, God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Erica, and all of the precious saints in their respective places tonight. I thank God again
Amen.
For the word, Pastor Erica, for your testimony tonight. I did go back and listen to the recording last week. It blessed my heart, and to be
Praise
able
God.
To go back and listen to it, hallelujah, from the beginning. And I worship
Amen.
God and thank God for it. I thank God for more that we heard today of the things that God has called you to do and the journey that he's had you on in your life. And I worship God.
Amen.
One of the things that stood out to me today as you ministered, and we're just, you know, you all were just like having a divine conversation when you talked about the things about when the Lord used you to be used in your dad's life. In order, I wanted to say to you, I also send my condolences to you on the passing of your dad. Did you say he passed last?
This will be 2 years.
Two years ago in July. I thought it was. Did I get that wrong? Did he pass last July? I was wondering. Did you say that? And I was sending my condolences to you. And it still is still. I pray
yes.
for still even after 2 years. I still pray for much comfort with peace and strength. My husband went to be with the Lord in December 9th of 2020. And it's been a little bit over a year and a half now. And even though his birthday is coming up on the July the 23rd, and my children, I lived in California for 37 years and raised my family there. And so they're all gathering together in Los Angeles. My children are. They got T-shirts made, and they're going to celebrate their dad's birthday. But then I also saw how with my girls here that when we began to discuss some things, they really don't want to talk. Even though they know he's with the Lord and they know that God's got him, you know, they miss him. And I miss him, too. And I just thank God, you know, for you. So I thank God for you and your dad and for the wonderful legacy that he has left in your life. And I thank God for that.
Amen.
One of the things is, as I listened to you tonight, when you were talking about the transition that was being made from coming out of some of the legalism that in the Church of God in Christ, our family, we have a Church of God in Christ legacy in our family, where my mom's family was Baptist, my dad's family was Church of God in Christ, but they put us across the street also in a Lutheran church when my grandmother couldn't carry my brother on her shoulders to church. So I had a wonderful privilege of going to church. In the Baptist Church, in the Church of God in Christ, and especially where my grandmother was concerned, because my grandmother, Elizabeth, would take us to the Church of God in Christ, and I saw miracles. I heard the testimony of missionaries. I used to say when I would hear the missionaries that were going, they would have missionaries to come at 9th Street Church of God in Christ. And I wanted to be a missionary, too. I said, Lord, I don't want to just be sitting in church in my white, but I want to go somewhere. That was one of the desires in my little heart. And thank God. And I thank God for the places and the ministries that God has used you in around the world. So I praise God for that. And then I thank God for the change, because when we were coming up, Pastor Erica, they told us we couldn't wear pants. We couldn't wear pants. I have eight children, but my baby boy, my son, birthed out of my body, is 53 years old this year. So I had the opportunity when I was coming up to be able to see some things. And so they would tell us that we couldn't wear pants, you couldn't wear these long dresses, I mean short dresses, because in the 60s they had the mini dresses out. You couldn't wear anything these. You couldn't go to the swimming pool. They didn't want you swimming because your arms would be out. You couldn't wear sandals between your toes because they were called bikini sandals. I went to a picnic with the Church of God in Christ, And when I stepped out of the car in my flip-flops, they said, ooh-wee. Sister Price got on bikini sandals. And I said, I've never heard such a thing in my life, you know. And most of the rules, of course, were for women. And then when I began to find out that Jesus paid it all, that it was going to be needed blood, that all life is in the blood, what God said in Leviticus, and that's for atonement. And Jesus was the one that fit the bill to pay the price for what we needed. And it wasn't about having all of that. So I was praising God. You made this statement today. You made this statement that by some of the things that we do or what we, some of the legalisms that are in our life, we can find others by what we have been convicted of. You know, even where back then, like you said, they used to tell us, you don't wear anything like it as unto a man. So I've had people that would even tell me where my mom, I was ministering a lot in the Church of God in Christ and ministering a lot at convocation. And they would say, one told me, say, you think your mama saved? I said, what you mean? Is my mama saved? Yeah, my mama saved. They said, but she wear them pants. Your mama worked on a job where she had to, you know, she was wearing pants in order to do the kind of job she was doing. But she was wearing women's pants, as you said. And there was such a, so many of what you, confinement or the legalism that went on at that time, Pastor Erica, that it was just something. And now I see a lot of the people who were telling me when and some of my aunts and other people that were saying what they were saying when I was coming up, now they're wearing pants, they wear makeup, and they, I'm glad they're free. I'm just glad they're free. I'm glad they're free. And that's why it is so important, and I wanted to say this. As I listen to you make that statement, I believe that as ministers of the gospel, pastors included, prophets included, I have a prophet's ministry, the Lord, not just have a God call me to the prophetic ministry, and also as a pastor, that it is so very important that we do not confine others, like you said, but what we've been convicted of ourselves. And then also that we don't be spiritual bullies. There are some ministers that are absolutely spiritual bullies. They have nobody that will question. They just figure like they got a prophetic hand on their life. They can say anything they want to say out of their mouth, and they don't have nobody that can question it. There's no even validity in the word of God, and they're like a spiritual bully. They'll make pronouncements. They'll make statements, but they have no one to question or stand against them, Pastor Erica. Nobody that will say, that ain't right what you're saying. That ain't right. You think you're right, but that's right. That's why when you said at the end when you were talking, Lord, we have to keep coming back and saying to the Lord, Lord God, make sure that I'm in line with your word. I'm saying what you want, not just something off my head, not just something that I'm just pronouncing. I ain't got nobody that's bold enough or courageous enough that will say, you know what, you that ain't right what you're saying. That is not right. And we don't have, we as ministers and pastors, when you said that statement about how people will confine others, not only by what they've been convicted of, but they'll confine people by things that the pronouncements and things that they come out of their mouth that they think that they are right and they don't make no mistakes. They don't have nothing. Everything come out of their mouth is gospel and straight from God. It ain't all the time. And so I've learned over these last 27 years, hallelujah, that I walk close with God. I listen. That's why the word they used to tell us a long time ago, try the spirit, they used to say, by the spirit. We know now.
Amen.
Try that spirit by the word of God. You got to try that and see, what are they saying? Is that right? Is that right what they're saying? Is that from God? Do they have any scriptural validity? We as Christians in this time, that's why you're going to see a lot of teaching that's going forth, preaching and teaching. That's why when there is a one last thing, and that's something that's been on my heart, and we kind of kicked it up when I heard you talking about this, how confining others. There was the man that was the jade master, and he the little boy was going to learn how to be a jade master, you know, that jewel jade. And he said he went in there, and the man just told him, hold the jade, just hold it. Just hold it in your hand. And he went and told his mom, he said, Mom, all I do is go every day and hold that stone. And he said, I don't think I'm learning nothing. But then he turned around, and when he turned around, he went back, and one day he came in, and the man put a stone in his hand. And when he felt the stone, he said, wait a minute. He said, wait a minute. That's not right. He He said, wait a minute. This, he said, this is not a jade stone. And the jade master asked, how do you know it's not a jade stone? He said, it doesn't have the weight of it. It doesn't have the feel of it. Even the color is not right. And the Lord began to minister to me. He said, you study the real thing. He said, you get in that book. You don't have to go over there and study. You know, God leads a person to go, and they have to be led by other spirits. If he leads people to study about Buddha and about other language, other religions and Shintoism or whatever they study, if God leads them to do that, then they have to be led to do what God tells them to do. But also what the Lord said, this is telling you got to know the real thing. You've got to know what my word says. So when I don't care if they're a prophet. I don't care if they're a pastor. Here you were used with in your precious marriage life for an effective change to be made. Do we also put ourselves, Pastor Erica, in the place that somebody can come to us with course correction? Do we have a place where somebody can say, you know, you're wrong in what you said? And you go, well, what do you mean I'm wrong in what I said? No, that's not the right mark. Do we allow it for God to be able to use our children, to be able to use our family, our loved ones, to say, wait a minute, this is not right? Or do we even go to God and say to God, Father, help me to speak right. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but only that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Lord God, I have a prophetic hand upon my life, but let me speak truth in line with your word, Lord God. Don't let me lock people up with my words, Lord God, but let your word be the preeminent thing, because that's what's going to judge us in the end. He said, well, his word is going to be our judge. So I wanted to thank God for you tonight. I think you know you kind of spurred me up a little bit tonight talking about how once we're confined. There are now, in this time that we live in now, there are now ones who have gotten a freedom, who have come out of certain things, and I'm talking about spiritual, I'm talking about legalism, that have allowed people to walk in the things that God had called them. And my prayer is, Pastor, Lord, keep me in the center of your will. Lord, don't let me, even in the prophetic realm, whether it be with my children, whether it be with my family, in the ministry, with the church, Lord God, in the ministries you call me to, Lord God, let me speak in line with your word. Let me speak truth, Lord God. And that's why the word says the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into all truth. He'll lead and guide us into all truth. So I thank God for you. I thank God for the word. I thank God for catalyzing me tonight. I may not go even say anything next week, but if the Lord don't have me to say it. But I just was spurred tonight by that word confined. And then the Lord just brought out to me, he said, spiritual bullies, Ellen. He said, there are spiritual bullies that will bully people in the spirit. They say what they say, and ain't nobody to question what they have to say. So I thank God for you, Pastor, and I just ask God's blessing upon you. And I ask God's blessing on all of us as ministers of the gospel.
Amen.
Ministers and proclaiming God and prophets, that God will keep us in the center of his will and speaking the truth from him in Jesus' name. So God bless you, Pastor, and I thank God for you. I don't know if the Lord is leading you to pray or anything you have to say, but I just want to thank God for you and thank God for this time.
I hear the Lord saying that you have come to him without, you know, without wanting anything, but you come with him with great expectation for others, and you have an eye to see. You see things that people don't believe. You're alarmed. Can I say that? And you warn people, and sometimes they don't hear your warning. You have that ministry that warns people, hey, whoa, stop. Don't go there. Don't do that. Or I see you. And God is pleased with your vocal, your boldness. You know, sometimes it may have turned people away from you. But the reason why they turned is because you told them the truth. Amen. And sometimes, you know, your ministry get heavy on you because, you know, you tell people the way you see it. And it has, you know, there's a lot of things that you said has come to pass, but they won't tell you that it did. And God has shown you that it has came to pass. And, you know, I see God elevating you, taking you higher. Taking you higher and higher. I see fasting.
Hallelujah.
Fasting is going to take you. God is dealing with you. He's talking to you more than he has ever talked before because he's
Hallelujah.
Showing you things. He's pointing out things.
Yeah.
And things that people don't see, you're able to see. But I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray this prayer over you. And watch God move. Watch God move. It's going to be a transition in your ministry.
Amen.
See your ministry moving into a different direction. And as you move, the members will move in that direction. There may be some that leave, but there's going to be some that leave the more, but there's going to be more to join. Does that make sense? He's going to weed out the troublemakers, you know, that's been giving the trouble, that's been, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But
yes.
God said, I hear your cry. I hear your
Hallelujah.
Cry. I hear your cry. Isha yada rosa na na kandi yada rosa shata yada rosa. Kandi yada rosa. Thank you, Jesus. Eagle eye is what I hear. Eagle eye. I to see. So when the eagle is up in the area, he can see, he can be high in the mountain, but he can look down and see that one little rat. And he is swooped down, or she or he will swoop down and hit the target. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
So, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for the woman of God in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, as you are showing me an increase in the spirit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as you're going from glory to glory, from faith to faith, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah. Father God, I ask you to move in the mighty way, Lord God. Out of your belly, woman of God, shall flow rivers of water in the name of Jesus. Flow, hallelujah, that's a flow. Touching you from the top of your head to the foot of your feet, a flow. Lift your hands up to the Lord, thy God, and receive the flow. Just let go and let God. Let him just flow.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Just flow. I speak to your spirit. Hallelujah. Flow through her. There's a rivers of water flowing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Yes, flow, 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 flow.
Thank you,
Lord. In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Just put your hands on your belly. Hallelujah. Speak. Hallelujah. Flow in the name of Jesus. Come to your Wrap your water flow in the name of Jesus.
Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Just breathe in three times and breathe out. Just to represent your flow. Just breathe in and breathe out. Begin to worship the Lord as you breathe in and breathe out.
Hallelujah, Lord. I glorify, magnify. I honor your holy and righteous name. I glorify your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A quick word. I hear the Lord say, I hear him say to you, Pastor Erica, you say, how long? God said, not long. Not long.
Amen.
All that
Amen.
I promised you will surely come to pass. Everything
Amen.
I promised you will surely come to pass. He said he's making
Amen.
Corrections right now. He said he's making corrections right now. He's
Amen.
Making corrections. I see crooked paths being made straight. I see rough places being made smooth.
Amen.
I see those low
Amen.
Mountains being exalted. All
Hallelujah.
Those high mountains
Thank
coming
you,
down. He said, how
Thank
long?
You,
God
Jesus.
Said, not long. All
Hallelujah.
That I have promised you will surely come to pass. And Pastor, as I raised my hand, when you told me to raise my hand, the anointing, just like lightning, went through my hand and down across my head and like showers over me in the name of
thank
Jesus.
God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
I thank God for that prayer. Thank God. Thank God for you, Pastor. And thank God for that word tonight. Glory to God.
Amen.
I know that there's one thing.
I just want to thank God for you.
Praise God. Amen. I receive in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Amen. We have several people with their number one key pressed. Praise God.
Okay.
Okay, Rebecca.
Good evening, and God bless you, Pastor Ed.
God bless you.
From Los Angeles, California. And I just got home today from the East Coast. I was in Atlanta for 2 weeks. My eldest niece got married. And but, amen, I didn't get to hear this program last week because we were preparing for her wedding. But I just thank God for your ministry, powerful word, and I'm going to go back and listen to next week. And I wasn't going to say anything, but God said get on the phone and get in there, and I just wanted to encourage you.
Praise God. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
And everything that the Lord told you about my sister Helen is true.
Praise God. Who's Sister Helen?
A lot in my life.
Sister Helen was online. That was talking about Pastor Price.
Pastor Price, and all of you, the entire family. And then
Amen.
I've known Pastor Price for close to 43 years. I know I don't sound like it. I just came up on my 62nd birthday on
Monday. And,
Happy
birthday.
I was at my sister's house. But I just in Georgia. But I just thank God. And if you have a word, I'll receive it. God leads you to pray.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. I want to sing this song to you. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I hear you waiting on the Lord for a blessing, for a miracle, for a breakthrough. Hallelujah. You've been asking the Lord. Hallelujah. You've been petitioning the Lord. The Lord said in many days hence, He's coming to visit you. Hallelujah. He's coming your direction. Hallelujah. He says, keep seeking me. Hallelujah. Don't lose hope. Stand your ground. Hallelujah. Don't listen to what a person says. This may or may not happen, but it's going to come to pass according to your faith. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. Wait on them, and it shall come to pass. Hey, she or the Lord. The Lord said, aren't I worth the wait? Hallelujah. Have I not done it for you before? Hallelujah.
Yes.
What make you think I won't do it again? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You ready, woman? God, just hold your hand out, and the hands, hold both hands together open, and say, Lord God, I receive it in the name of Jesus.
Lord God, I receive it in the name of Jesus.
And it belongs to me. It belongs to me.
It belongs to me.
And I speak to you right now in the name of Jesus. The spirit that was hindering your prayer is now gone in the name of Jesus. I commend the angels in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. His warring angels, hallelujah, to cut off the head of the serpent in the name of Jesus. Confuse the enemy camp in the name of Jesus camp. Hallelujah. Cut off every airways in the name of Jesus that's preventing that blessing from coming your way. Hallelujah. I speak open heavens on you, woman of God. You're a giver. You're not stingy, but you're a giver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Open heavens is on you right now in the name of Jesus. Watch God move. Amen.
Amen. I receive that word. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love y'all. God bless.
Love you,
Lord.
Love you, Reverend Treva. I'm sitting over
love
here
you.
Laughing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Minister Rachel. And then we have Minister Elaine, and then Sister Debbie after that. Amen. We're going to go into overtime a little bit, but that's okay. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Minister Rachel.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Pastor Erica. So encouraged.
Thank
I got
God.
My grandson in the room, so I'm trying to keep a little down so you don't wake up. But I was just being encouraged, just listening to how God is blessing everybody and just, you know, you rejoice with them what we're doing. Just listening. So God bless y'all.
God bless you. Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Heavy laden, heavy, 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 heavy. The weight is upon your shoulders. We knock the weight off your shoulders. Hallelujah. Sometimes you're overwhelmed. Sometimes, you know, people put more on you than you can bear. But God says he won't put more on you than you can bear in the name of Jesus. I just want you just to dust your shoulders off, woman of God. Take the weights off. Begin to take the weights off. Are you dusting it off your shoulders? Amen. I speak to you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything, the responsibility, sometimes they just do, you know, just, I feel you being taken advantage sometimes, woman of God. And hallelujah, you're not overlooked. Hallelujah. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you put a barrier around her, Lord God, that she doesn't carry the weight of others, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that she's free, Lord God, who the man of God says is free indeed in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I speak right now, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is her strength, Lord God. Strengthen the joy in her heart, Lord God. Wipe away the tears, Lord God, but restore, renew. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for doing it in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say, you're precious in his sight. And Lord God, hallelujah, what the devil meant for bad turns around for the good in the name of Jesus. I hear sometimes I hear you say, you don't even have time for yourself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give a freedom, Lord God, to enjoy her life in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Enjoy her life with you, Lord God. Free time. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, you send someone her way in the name of Jesus. Pastor Barbara, just pray with me. Touch and grieve with me with this. This is something we speak right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you send someone her way, Lord God, to give her a good time, Lord God. Lord God, make a day especially for her. Matter of fact, I think we should change it to a week. What you think, Pastor Barbara? Give her a good week. A good vacation week. Do something nice for her where it's just treating her, Lord God, where she's not don't have to serve anyone, but let them serve her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Treat her like the queen she is, Lord God. She has served so many, Lord God. Now turn it around in her favor in the name of Jesus. And I see that it is done, because the Bible said, with two or three gathered in his name, there will be in the midst. So we all touch and agree upon this in the name of Jesus by saying amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I've been
with
the Lord's interest in raising my grandson for my daughter.
Say that again.
The Lord been helping me to raise my grandson from Indonesia.
Praise God. Praise God.
Sometimes he gives up and I have to go and take him and feed him and clean him. So I've been raising him.
Praise
Amen.
God. Praise God.
Amen. And I will say to you to stay prayerful about all that you're doing and allow
okay.
Renasia to be the mommy.
Okay.
Allow her, you know, the moment to be able to step in and that you're not doing it all. Praise
Amen.
God.
Okay. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. Give her an opportunity to be the mom.
Amen.
All right. Love you. And I know you like things to be done
too.
Quickly and with excellence. I do understand that. All right.
Amen.
Love you.
Love you too.
Amen.
Love you all.
Love
God
you
bless
too.
You all.
God bless you.
Bless you
Amen.
Too. Amen. Hallelujah. All right.
Praise
Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. Pennsylvania. Glory to God. Hi, Minister Elaine.
Hallelujah. Good evening and God bless. God bless you, Pastor Erica and Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom and all the other saints that are on the line. God bless y'all. I didn't hear, I was away last week, so I didn't hear the other program, and but I was told I have to go back and listen. And tonight I was on another call, and the Lord was just saying, get on the call. And I was like, Lord, they're almost finished. No, he's like, get on. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll get a little bit of crumbs, whatever's left, I'll get that. But I was blessed to hear, you know, you speak about the legalism that's in the church, because I didn't know what legalism was. For years, when I was, you know, growing in Christ and still am, like we all are, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew that God would send me places and he would have me do certain things, and it would change or have an effect on what they were doing, and then he would have me leave that group or that church. And the struggle, that the confrontation that came against me while I was there, I didn't know what it was. But, you know, the Lord was saying, you know, how I must follow him and do what he had told me to do. And until God started revealing the Spirit, I had came face-to-face with, and when you said bully, and I was like, yeah, that's it, Lord. I had come face-to-face with this spirit, and he was so big. And, I mean, I've come against, you know, evil spirits, but this was different. It was like a big old football bully. And, you know, usually some spirits come, you know, to torment you or put fear on you, but this one was like trying to just bully you. And I said, God, what is it? It was so huge. It almost took up the entire room that I was in. I said, God, what is this? And he said it's a legalistic spirit. And I never heard of that. And I was like, what? And so since then, you know, he has been showing me, you know, I can pretty much, you know, see or feel them, and they're when they come in for the intimidation, and you know, I remember, I guess what I'm trying to say is the, when God calls you to stand in the midst of it, not for yourself, but for the others. And to take on that built that spirit in the name of the Lord, name of Jesus. I guess I'm just thankful that now that I know, because for so many years I didn't know. I was just being obedient to what the Lord told me to do. Mm-hmm. And so to hear you, because you don't hear that. That I don't hear it mentioned or talked about much. But it just blessed me, and I'm glad I came on. And I will go back and listen. And just want to say blessings to you and your ministry. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. We pray that God give you strength, you know, in your calling, because it's not easy to have a, you know, like a Jeremiah spirit. You know, you go and you have to go tell the word of God, and people may not receive what you have to say or what you see going in the church. And it does hurt when people reject what you see, but, you know, God has given you an eye to see, and you know when you're going out and about, you just have to have wisdom. Pray for those people, fast for those people. You know, that's the best thing to do. And then, you know, if they don't receive you, you just got to keep it moving, because you know, like I said, I see it all the time. Like you hear the pastor preaching, and then it's not of God, but you hear the music going. You hear the people hyping them up, and they're misquoting the scripture, and what they're saying is not right, but they listen to the melody, they listen to the tone, they listen to the feel-good. Some people are, how would you say that, Pastor Barbara, motivational speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they're... I've been pinpointing out the church. That's just don't want to say amen. Why you don't want to say amen? I was like, you really don't want to know what I'm hearing from the Lord. You just best to just, you know, there was a time, one time I'll say this, and we'll let you go after this. I was in the church one day. I went to a friend of mine's church. Her dad was a pastor, and we were friends. We both were friends. We worked together in dentistry. And when she says, come go to the revival, I said, girl, you know, I'm going to be getting off late. Like, so I went on and went, and I was in the scrubs, and a man was praying, but I was seeing this man transferring this spirit, into that spirit. And this spirit, transferring spirits. I don't know if you ever seen that before. And he looked at me, and I'm just looking at him. I said, y'all letting people, sometimes people go in the line, let anybody lay hands on because it sounds good. Or you got a good, you feel good when they preach. But you got to be careful. The Bible said the devil can flee the very elect. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. So everybody going up and praying. I didn't go up there. I didn't want him laying his hands on me. And he called me up. He says, not knowing that I was saving people with the Holy Ghost, and I ran many revivals there. He says, what do you want? Everybody wants something from the Lord. What do you want from the Lord? I said, you know, just pray God, you know, pray God bless. He got to put his hand on my head. And I took his hand from my head. I said, let's hold hands and pray. He's like, you need to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. And I looked at him and I said, I'm saved. He said, no, but you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. He said, go sit down. So his father, her father, Spirit of the Lord, talked to his father. Father said, so this girl came up there. She says, young lady, come up here. He says, Erica, the Lord said to lay hands on this woman. And she shall be set free. The Lord said, go up there and do it.
Mm-hmm.
and the lady was slain in the spirit. Now, nobody, he laid hands, was slain in the spirit. But nobody in his daughter said, I saw a spirit. She didn't go, I saw a spirit, but I wasn't going to say nothing. And that dad said, now look at what God just done. Saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. Go have a seat. So I didn't have to say nothing. But God was able to show that person up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
So those that you talked about, those that you've seen, God is going to show them up and make what you said to come true. So it's not going to hit the ground. It's going to go away soon. You're going to see some people being revealed, woman of God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Good to see you tonight. I know it's late where you are. Amen. Have a blessed night. Amen. And last but not least, hallelujah, Sister Debbie. Welcome, Sister Debbie.
Good evening.
Wow, you waited a long time.
Good evening. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I didn't come in. I didn't hear all of it earlier because I came back from a repast because a brother-in-law of mine, we had his homegoing celebration, and he transitioned a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, it was unfortunate he was in a house fire.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but he was, I wouldn't always say, but he was always a man after God's heart, and he was always good with people. And even though he was 67, Apostle, you mentioned that was my daughter she had the baby in April, and she graduated in May with her bachelor's degree in biology. My daughter.
Amen.
And the baby had surgery July 11th, and everything, he's doing good.
Praise God.
Problems and stuff, and he had, like, the heart surgery. And he spent like a couple of days in the hospital. They thought he was going to have to stay longer. But Aiden is doing good. But he's doing good. I pray for your ministry too, Pastor Erica. And
praise God.
Pray for all of my children. And some of them, I just want to ask you to just continue to pray for my family and me. Even though I say the devil is a liar, and I say, like the song that MC Hammer used to sing, can't touch this. No, devil, you can't touch us.
All right.
Yes.
Amen. Quit using that word as always something, or, you know, what's going to happen. You know, because, you know, like you said, you can't touch this, but, you know, we have to, you know, speak the word of God, woman of God. I know that you love God, but, you know, a lot of times we say, well, the devil's going, you know, you get your butt, and the devil's going to try you and all that stuff. The devil's going to do this to you. But you got, honey, that old thought, that need to be thrown out the window. You agree with me, Pastor? It need to be thrown out the window. But you got a blessing, but the devil is going to come around and take that old saying out of your spirit. Because, you know, when you're blessed and you're highly anointed, no weapon formed against you shall prosper, woman of God.
Yes.
Against your family, against your household. And you stop. Anytime you hear somebody say, what's going to happen, you tell them no. We're not welcome to you. That's the entryway for the devil to come in. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh, they did this. Oh, they got out of that. What they going to do next? Uh-uh. Eliminate that. You have to stop your family from saying that. You know, that's when I hear that happen. What's going to happen next? They don't do this. What they going to do next? What's going to happen? That's the reason our stuff keep happening. You understand?
Yes.
You got to kill that. Kill that. Kill it. And say, God, yes. I thank you for blessing them from coming out. Lord God, I thank you for the next blessing. I thank you for the seed that I'm praying and I'm planting in their heart. They shall prosper and not fail. I'm cutting off every generational curse that flows through my family.
Amen.
God is using you to intercede for your family. To intercede.
Yeah.
And to stop the negative talk. I hear gossiping in your family. I hear gossiping.
Yes.
I hear a lot of gossip.
This evening, and so I rebuke it.
I hear a lot of gossip
name.
About each other and putting each other down. But we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. The crab mentality got to go.
Yes.
When someone gets something good, we got to promote it in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We rebuke every generational curse in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we rebuke the word, what will come next, what's going to happen next. Lord God, we rebuke that, Lord God. We send it back to sender in the name of Jesus. We even pray over the woman of God, every ill word, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that have come against you. We pluck out the knives that have been put in your back, the lies that have been spoken upon you, woman of God. You've been having to defend yourself sometime, too.
Yes.
But we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, that they will see you elevated. Hashem. In the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he will cause their mouth to shut on you and your family. And we speak life. We speak life. Start speaking life. Even when somebody says something negative, you rebuke. You start rebuking that. Woman of God, you hear me?
Yes. Amen.
This
yes.
ain't going to work that way. No, I rebuke it because God said it will. I don't receive
Amen.
That. That's not God's will. I don't receive that. When you start rebuking it, you're going to see some things happening for you, woman of God. Because if you don't say anything, you let it settle. Stop letting it settle in your spirit. Stop letting it settle in your atmosphere. You tell God to close it. I'm closing the door to that. I'm sending it out, and I'm closing the door. I don't receive that.
Yes.
When you start saying that, you'll see things change for you and your family. Those are closest to you. You start rebuking. You ain't got to argue. You ain't got to get upset. You ain't got to be mad. But use godly wisdom. Rebuke it. And don't even let that gossip come. Girl, let me, I don't want to hear that. If we going to pray about it, but we're not going to talk about it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We thank God.
Amen.
You watch and see. Watch God move. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Sister Debbie, glory to God.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
We have one more. One more. And this is Minister Carey. Praise God. One more.
Amen.
Welcome, Carey.
Yes, I'm here. Good afternoon, everybody. Mom, Pastor Kizzy, Apostle Kizzy. And all the pastors, Catherine and Pastor Fife, and to you, Minister. I only got just the last part of it. My daughter is going away, so we're out getting the last visit with her before she leaves. And last thing, I didn't hear either, so I have to go back and listen. But the part that I did hear about the ministering to young, the youth, different generations
Amen.
Of youth. There's our young women sometimes, you know, I minister to them sometimes. I have in the past. And mm-hmm. and with younger children right now, just really ministering the scripture, through scripture, talking to them, that who they really are in Christ, how he loves them, and he has a purpose for their lives. And sometimes I meet this barrier. I pray about it, and I don't know what it really is. Sometimes it'll go good for smoothly, and then again it'll start going another way, kind of falling off. I won't say go another way. It stops for a season, and then it'll move again. But my heart is for young women, really young adults, just mothers, young men, because I won't go into a lot of things that I've walked through myself, but, and I know the Lord sent me to do it. I've experienced him just guiding my way, going, doing it. And sometimes the expectations, I think I expect so much because of some of the things that he's done so clearly and just guided my path, but I just would like to have prayer. Could you pray for me, please?
Yes, Queen of God, I hear you need to fast. You need to fast and pray for more direction. I hear the Lord said you have to deal with people. You have to find the origin, the root of why. You understand, Woman of God?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Lord said discernment to see. And through discernment, you should see, and through discernment, you should be able to reach them. Amen. They're not you. They're not you. And the way you got there, they can't get the way you get there, but you have to ask God to show you. To show you how to deal with each individual. Amen?
Amen.
And God, it is your calling. It's your calling. Well, fasting and praying and direction, the Lord said, I will show you the way that you should go. Amen? And he says, you remember the scripture where it says, be wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove? Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So I'm afraid that God give you more wisdom and discernment. Amen. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray over the woman of God in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You have given her a task to do, Lord God, a heart to do, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for your divine favor. Fall upon her, Lord God. Holy boldness and wisdom, so that they lack wisdom, let them ask for, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for her eyes, Lord God, to see, Lord God, beyond the veil, Lord God, of their soul, Lord God, that she can pinpoint that shit, that she's a dart, and it would hit the target, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and give a favor, Hashiyarosa, which each and every one of them, Lord God, give her the anointing to touch, deliver, and set free, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for a prosperous ministry in the name of Jesus, that we would not fall from the wayside, Lord God, that it would continue to grow. Satan, we bind you in the name of Jesus, and you will not guard their heart. We tear down stony hearts when they come to her presence. We open up the ears when they come to the present. We open up the mind when they come to the present. That what you are giving her, Lord God, they shall receive, Lord God. And she shall see it come to pass, Lord God. And we give you glory for it, Lord God, for doing it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, it won't hit the floor, but it will go where it's sent in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for making her a beacon of those who need her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. God, they shall come to her and they shall receive. And Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for transforming her ministry, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for equipping her. Hallelujah. But everything that she needs, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you know her heart, you know her mind, you know her spirit, and you won't leave her nor forsake her, just like you did with Joshua, with Moses, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be of good courage. And you'll be with her even to the end of the earth, Lord God. And we believe that you would do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Give her exactly what she needs, Lord God, to make this come through. In the name of Jesus, amen. Hello?
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, thank you, Minister Carey.
It was just going off and on and off, kind of.
Yeah,
thank
I was.
So
there was a lot of noise that was coming from your line. I don't know what that is. So that we could hear, I muted your line. So. There you go. Amen.
Is it my line? This is one of my line.
Anything else? All right. Well, praise God. Praise God. Could hear that sound, but, you know, I could hear it was like movement or something like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Well,
she was the last one. We've gone into about a half an hour of overtime.
Oh,
my goodness. Amen. It's all right. We have about another, we're not going to go the next 25 minutes in overtime. Hallelujah. Amen. So we just thank God for all that he's had you to do tonight. Take a little rest right now. We always pray the prayer of salvation. We're going to do that and talk about our Get 'Em Radio family. A broadcast will be back with you in just a few moments for closing remarks and closing prayer. And I wanted to say again while I'm thinking about it, if the Lord is leading you to bless the woman of God via Cash App, her Cash App, hallelujah, is $more, M-O-R-E, grace, G-R-A-C-E, 2021. More grace, 2021. Do you happen to have a PayPal as well, Pastor?
I do have a PayPal. I have PayPal and I do have Zelle.
Okay. Come on with it. Okay. Do you know what it is now, or we can wait until we get back?
Know
what it is now?
Yeah. So you have to use my telephone number in order to get either one. The Zelle is the Zelle is 469-625-5374.
Okay, so that's your PayPal and your Zelle.
Yeah, you can PayPal.
Okay.
Let me check on that. But that's for Zelle. You can get me through Zelle through that number.
Okay, and that's 469-625-5374. And you know for sure that that's your Zelle.
Okay. I know that's for sure. That's an Zelle. Yeah, I use it for my work, so yeah.
Okay. And so you're going to check on your PayPal to make sure, because it may be your phone number, too. So
I think it is my phone number, too, but I can check.
Okay. And I'll be right back with you. I'm going to put you on mute for a few moments. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So you were with us here all night. Praise God for you. Amen. And if you stayed on this long, you got to be looking for Jesus if you're not born again. The Bible says this in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. And Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. So he wants you, the Lord wants you to be saved. Jesus came for your salvation. Amen. And he loves you just the way that you are, yet he loves you enough not to leave you this way. Hallelujah. He wants you to be completely set free, to be saved. Hallelujah. Amen. And it all starts with a prayer. Confessing your mouth with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is choosing to believe what the Bible has said, choosing to believe what Jesus has done for us, choosing to believe. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me, and God has raised Jesus from the dead. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I am saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer with all your heart, you are born again. Hallelujah. And we want to pray over you. Lord God, we just thank you right now. We commit and commend them to you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Power to even speak in their prayer language in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory for it, Lord. Now, we'd like to invite you to a Bible-believing church. You are now a part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are part of the church, the body of Christ. And so you need to go to a Bible-believing church so that you can learn and grow in the things of God. There could be a church right in your own neighborhood, and you can go to that church if they're teaching the Word of God. Praise God, and the Lord will give you that discernment. Amen. And also we'd like to invite you to become a part of the East St. East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and I wanted to say, the entire Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, which includes the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. So every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm the apostolic pastor, Apostle Barbara Kizzy. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. This Sunday, we will be talking about glorification. So we'll be talking about sanctification. We're doing our sanctification series, and we've made it to glorification. It is awesome. And if you are born again, you're slated to be glorified. Hallelujah. Amen. So join us on this Sunday. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Nabarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God, hallelujah, as she digs into the Word of God. And that is on every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. And I'm telling you, God is meeting us in this prayer time. We pray, we have volunteers to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time, and then we go into interpretation of tongues. And I'll tell you that God is meeting us in the praying and in the interpretation. Hallelujah. It's about Roe v. Wade being overturned. He didn't say it like that. He just said abortion is gone with the wind. And he said that over a year ago in with our interpretation. And so we thank God. We know that we are hearing from him with pinpoint accuracy. Praise God. We give him praise and glory. Amen. So every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays is our healing service, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And we have Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda, who are our co-hosts on those. It's the second Wednesday of every month. So the next time we're going to be meeting is Wednesday, August the 10th. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio, and that's what you're listening to tonight. And we have our precious Pastor Erica Spencer with us. Amen. She's here this Thursday, and she will be here next Thursday. And we're excited. We're done with our interviews, and now we're going to just, hallelujah, cut her loose and let her just preach right from the beginning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to hearing what God is going to say through this blessed woman of God. Hallelujah. So that is our Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts that's been put together by God. Hallelujah. He designed it. He is the designer, and he designed the Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts to help ones to grow and learn in him. Amen. Amen. Let's have our comeback and give us closing remarks and closing prayer. First, did you find out about your PayPal? Is it the phone number?
No, it's not working. So I haven't used it in a while, so I have to get it together.
Okay, but so, Zelle
is good. Okay. Yes.
Okay, so 469-625-5374.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And I'm going to check your PayPal to see if anything comes up before we close tonight.
The number is different on there. It was a different account, so I had to reconstruct it. I did have it, so I just have to tweak it. So it's not operational. I have to call in and fix it, so it's not operational at the moment.
Okay.
PayPal, yeah.
All right. Okay, so we'll leave PayPal alone for right now. Okay.
Yes.
Good. Well, you know, check it out, and we have one more week with you. And so I know some people who do PayPal pretty much exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
So you have it together by next week. That would be excellent. Amen.
All right. All right. Amen.
Okay. So give us your closing remarks and close prayer. Praise God.
Amen. We just want to thank God for who he is and what he is in our life. Thank God, you know, just trust him. Don't get caught up in religious politics. Don't get caught up in it. Do it the way God tells you to do. And when you're going to church, go there looking for a blessing. Don't go there looking, you know, listen, I'm going to go hear the pastor preach. I wonder what the pastor going to preach today. Go there to listen, to receive, and to leave home with a change. Amen. That's my closing remark.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll pray. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for a beautiful, beautiful communion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Pray that someone was blessed. I pray for someone to receive something. I pray for transformation in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray that every prophecy be sealed and stamped with the blood of Jesus, came no demon or devil from this hell, to take it away from him in the name of Jesus, Lord God. It shall prosper. One hit the four, but it shall go where it's sent in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray that, Lord God, that there's breakthrough. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for next Thursday, Lord God, that you will have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and you will meet us on this line again. Lord God, we give you praise and all the glory that belongs to you, Lord God. Continue to bless Pastor Apostle Kizzy and Pastor Mom in the name of Jesus and all that is on here to make them the household of faith, Lord God. Continue to bless them, Lord God. I pray for increase. I pray for good sleep. I pray for healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for increase, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for doors being opened. I pray for an open heaven, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we're grateful, Lord God. Take all the glory and honor and everything that was done today, Lord God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And thank you, Pastor Erica. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I am looking forward to next week, glory to God, where
God.
We just, right at the beginning, I'm going to open up in prayer, say hi, and turn it over to you.
Praise God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. And you'll have 45 good minutes to preach. Praise God.
Praise God.
And then
praise God.
We get to open the lines again next week. So that's what we're going to be doing. And I want to thank you so much. I pray that all the virtue that has come through you in ministering
Amen.
Tonight, and even before you came on this line, because I could hear some things going on in you. And I pray right now, hallelujah, that the Lord will refresh you, restore you, renew you.
Amen.
And those rivers of living water just flow
Amen.
Up through you right now in the name of Jesus, giving you energy, strength, and Holy Ghost vitality in the name of, there it is. Thank you. Thank you for that refreshing. Refreshing so that you get a good night's sleep in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Refresh, restore, renew, rejuvenate, even right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I could just see
thank
the Lord just stirring
you
all up on the inside.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
We thank you for that wisdom, the
thank
knowledge,
you,
the understanding, knowing what to do, when to do, and how to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Such wisdom, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you
praise
for it,
God.
Lord God. We give you praise.
Amen.
We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord
praise
God.
Lord,
in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
And, I want to thank all of you because so many of you stayed tonight so long. Thank you. God bless you.
Praise
I know
God.
That God has touched you and that you're going to have a good night's rest as well. Love you all.
Amen.
Have a blessed
love
rest
you all.
Night.
Amen. You too. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Yes. Y'all tell them.